Let's pick up Robin in Sacramento. Are you there, Robin?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and so what is your question?
I have fibroid tumors in my uterus, and the doctor put me on birth control maybe 4 months ago, so it really helped with pain and that type of thing. But I was wondering if there was anything that I could take to, because they're saying that when I'm ready to have children, they'll have to do surgery to remove the fibroid in the uterus.
Okay, well, you know, this is always a sticky wicket for me because one of the sad things that's happened to us as a country is we believe that we're the best at everything. And, you know, medicine is the best at critical care. But you have a chronic, you have an ongoing issue here, not a critical care issue, okay? And as a result, when you get an acute care or critical care practitioner trying to work on an ongoing issue, wow, it's kind of like asking the plumber to fix the electrical wiring. And I don't know if you've got the best possible care. The Journal of the American Medical Association says, hey, take a hard look at this. So if I were dealing with your issue, the first thing I'd look for is a scar or trauma that might be reflexing to your uterus, such as an injury to your pubic bone or some other injury, a scar, maybe an appendectomy or some other scar or blow, anywhere from the forehead down through the pubic bone on the front of the body. That would be number one. And if I found it, I'd want to have it tested by a QRA practitioner to see if it's reflexing and sedating the normal nerve and energy flow to my uterus. That would be number one. So we call those interference fields, okay? That would be number one. Number two, I'd want to increase tissue oxygen to the uterus because we know these things grow only in low tissue oxygen. So the next thing I'd do is get a roll of pH paper. And I would get something called pH Trio, and I would force my first morning urine pH back into the green zone, 6.4 to 7.0. And to give you an idea of what that means, if you're a typical American, you're in the 5.0 to 5.5 zone. If I take you to the 7.0 zone, I've given you a 200 to 150-fold increase in tissue oxygen. Now what you got to wonder about is, will these little buggers blow up, burst? Yes, they may. And you may be done with the problem, okay? So this would be what I would do. I would do one more thing, though, that we know is very important, and this is called estro complex. And I must say, I'd be very concerned myself taking extra estrogen simply because of its high danger to the body. Toward cancer, as we know. And so this is a real concern, and it will create an imbalance and may overload the liver's ability to conjugate estrogen. And typically, if it's a birth control pill, it's a non-live source, so it's very toxic, and it's going to do DNA damage. So this guy is, you know, would be probably the last thing I'd think of to help you. In fact, I don't think it would even come to mind. So these things can be done. And, of course, a QRA practitioner can test you, get the exact dose, make sure everything's right, and work you through this so that you don't have to ultimately face losing your uterus. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks so much for your call.